Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Vilma Brugger, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Insight HR Consulting. Vilma, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Vilma, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for that introduction. I'm happy to share a little bit more about Insight HR Consulting. We definitely are a fractional HR, payroll, and safety service providers. We help companies in all sizes, from startup to a very mature, well-established organizations, all different industries, not only based out of California, but outside of California, throughout the United States. So we're really, really well-versed. And I say we, as my team and I, well-versed in not only the HR aspects of things in all the different kinds of states, but also we do pride ourselves in helping, you know, business thrive and doing the right thing from the get-go, if not provide solutions to get those problems solved. So in our practice and our service, we've been servicing for about 3 years officially. And through that time, we have been helping quite a lot of different organizations, different sizes, in regards to what are the best practices out there in business when it comes to people and organizations to do their best. Well, let's start with people first, right? We do focus quite a lot of leadership development, but as a person, as an individual, I highly recommend to look at yourself internally. And three things that I usually recommend is, be very open to change. Change is going to take place at home, outside of the house, and in the work environment. So having a good understanding that change is going to happen no matter what, then that will alleviate some of the anxiety, some of the stress that comes along with change. Secondly, know yourself a little bit better. I do believe in a lot in those self-assessments. They're really there to help you get to know yourself better, right? You may have an assumption of how you are at work or outside of work, but those assessments really touch internally how you are being perceived as well. So I'm very huge in like a DISC assessment, self-development aspect of things. And number three, always ask questions. Never walk away with a doubt. And it's really true that no question is a dumb question. It really is. Questions are free, and they are there to help you understand what's really going on for you to be successful. So those are my three advice that I usually give out people, whether that be in the work environment or outside of work, because it's applicable everywhere you go. From an organization standpoint, my goodness, develop your leadership. 100%, that would be my number one tip, best practice. Take the time to train them, educate them, not only about your industry specific, because that obviously we want to make sure they know what they're doing within the industry, but regulatory compliance and how to lead people. It's really not that easy. It sounds easy, but it's not. I tend to see quite a lot of managers and leaders being promoted within the organizations because they're great performers. They have great loyalty to the organization, and they usually are pretty good with people skills, but it is a big difference how you approach your team, right? Your employees when they are doing something bad or they need something, they need to have that kind of advice, how to improve. It's very tough. It's not really natural for us to give those kind of comments or, you know, suggestions. So again, just develop a good training module for your leadership team that involves not only industry knowledge, regulatory compliance, but soft skills as well. Those are usually my best practices that I would recommend to any organization, doesn't matter the industry or the size of the organization or where they're located. I think it's universal. In conclusion, I do appreciate that particular type of question because as we are also growing our business, we tend to see the pattern, right? That leadership and the education And it goes a long way. It really is setting up the organization to success. Spend that time to not only give them the tools, the training, and develop those leadership, those leaders that are with the organization. Those have been very, very important in our partnership with many industries and many companies, and they're successful because they want to grow and they want to stay here, and whether it be in California or in any other state, they want to thrive, and we want to make sure they're thriving as well.
Vilma, thanks ever so much for that. I love the way that you did a summary differentiating between just the people inside the organization and then the organizational structure as well. That really makes a lot of sense. Again, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Vilma, until I see you next, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Vilma. So much appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.